Go.
One, Sage 50 is quick to install and easy to use. Two, turns information into insights. Three, improves efficiency. Four, easily tracks and forecasts cash flow. Five, supports online banking. Six, creates and manages budgets.
Time's up.
What?
Six. Seriously? For all 50 reasons and a free trial of Sage 50 accounting, visit sagetoday.com/50.
Wait, I can do it.
Oh, that's sweet. sagetoday.com/50.
Join us for one of the largest coin and currency shows in the Midwest to now include a jewelry and heirloom auction today, tomorrow, and Saturday at the St. Charles Convention Center. Free admittance, free parking. Visit scoins.com for complete information.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you. How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
Every once in a while, people ask me, does everybody on that show have their mind in the gutter, think like juvenile delinquents? The answer is no. One participant is mature and grown and has class, and it's Dawn Meadows-Dixon.
That's right.
We have her here for balance, but we're working on destroying all the class that she has. And I think very gradually we're getting that done. It is time to check in with Dawn Meadows-Dixon, find out about a movie, good, bad, or somewhere in the middle. And we need to remind you that she is brought to you by the place, well, the place I went today, which is why my car is so clean. Westport Car Wash. The one I go to is the one that's real convenient for me because it's right behind the station. It's on Page, just east of Lindbergh. There's a Westport Car Wash on Lee May Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh, and a Westport Car Wash on Brentwood, just south of Manchester. You like a clean car? I do. And for $10, that's their most expensive wash. I've had $30 car washes that weren't better. It's a great wash. Westport Car Wash. Here is Dawn Meadows-Dixon.
Oh, yes. Hi, Dawn.
I am the adult in this relationship.
Yes.
You know what you never say, and it actually hurts our feelings?
What?
You never say, I'm AM in the PM. You guys never say?
I am in the PM.
But you know, see, I had to ask. You know, Dr. Doug always says, AM
sure.
in the PM.
Does he really?
Yeah, you never do
see,
it.
With a name like Dawn, I truly am AM in the PM.
That's pretty good.
Oh.
That's
like
pretty
it?
Good. Pretty good. Yeah, I do like it. Now,
you can use that.
I have an email. I'm going to read it to you. I mentioned it yesterday, but I want to read it and let you respond. It's from... a woman named Donna. I don't do last names on emails because you never know. Yeah, for some reason they may not want you to. But she says, could you please ask Dawn if there's anything offensive in Argo? I teach a world government class to high school seniors, and they've asked to see it. We just finished our unit on Iran and the Iranian hostage situation. Thank you for any advice Dawn can give us. And that's from Donna. I don't know what she means, first of all, by offensive, because that could mean language, it could mean violence, but isn't Argo pretty much cross the board? Isn't an R-rated movie?
Off the top of my head, I don't think it's R. It may be PG-13.
But you don't remember anything? You don't remember anything offensive?
I don't remember anything offensive. In fact, as I was watching it, I thought, I would love for my daughters to see this because I thought it was so well done.
Well, Donna, let me tell you this. If Dawn Meadows-Dixon didn't think it was offensive, it's not offensive. Put it that way.
I cannot remember anything in that movie. In fact, I'm talking about a different movie today, but that movie opens this weekend. And I tweeted yesterday, the movie to see is Argo. It definitely isn't Taken 2, which I'm talking about today. I love Argo. I think Argo is a great film that we're going to hear about as we go into the Academy Award season.
Well, for those who missed it, the only four ARDs you've ever given was to Argo.
Nearly 2 years.
Yeah. Now, this movie you're going to talk about, Taken 2, I assume that's the Liam Neeson thing?
It is. And did you see the first one?
Yes.
Did you like it?
I didn't love it.
Oh, okay.
It was okay.
I liked it.
I really liked the first one, and maybe it's because it kind of caught me by surprise. I watched it one night. I don't know where the rest of my family was, but I decided to go in the basement and watch it, like on TV, of all the movies to choose to watch by myself in the basement, and it terrified me, especially...
Well, and look, I liked it, but what I didn't like, I guess, was anytime I see that one man takes on, you know, multiples at one time and eight bad guys, it becomes a little bit too much for me. I'd sit there and go, really? He'd be dead by now. That's the only thing that bothered me.
But there's something about the first one where you believed it, and there was a depth to the story. Those girls were being put into prostitution, and maybe the whole idea of the child going off abroad, and, you know, kids, you know, families that may have sent their kid abroad, and it just was scary. Then they decide to come back with Taken 2, and what you're saying about the lead character being able to fight everybody off gets ridiculous. I mean... He is fighting off so many people at one time in Taken 2. Liam Neeson plays the same guy again, CIA operative. Now he is being kidnapped and his wife, as they are abroad, as he has decided to retire. It gets so ridiculous that the audience, the screening that I saw earlier this week, started to laugh. And the film is in trouble.
That's not good. I like him.
I do. I like him,
and I want to like everything he's in.
I really want to like everything he's in. I loved Unknown, The Gray. You know, he's 60 years old, and he's kind of found a niche here as a action hero, and he's believable, and he's likable. But, boy,
Did you see that thing he was in with those wolves? Was it just called, like, Wolf or something? It was called Gray.
The Gray,
yeah.
Right?
What a weird movie.
And then
movie.
He was in Wrath of Titans. He was in The Dark Knight Rises. So he's been in several movies here just in the last year. And as I looked up online, he's got three more coming out besides Taken 2. This guy's staying busy. And you know the history with his wife, and you just got to like him because he got back up and started acting right after he lost his wife in that tragic accident.
Did she die in a ski accident or something?
Yeah, she hit her head.
Yeah, snow skiing, hit her head.
Hey,
who
Sonny Bono, one of the Kennedy, who else has died in that ski?
Tasha Henstre?
No, Tasha Richardson.
Like four or five famous people.
No, that was his wife.
Well, Sonny Bono actually hit a tree. Natasha just slipped. She was taking a lesson. Hit her head.
Oh, that's right. They thought she was okay.
She was okay. In fact, she sent away the medical help and said, no, I'm okay, as I understand. I like to ski. I took the kids to see a friend of mine in Colorado a couple years ago and took them skiing. But after I heard this story, I thought, you know, all it takes is a slip to hit your head, and you never know.
You went on one ski trip with your family?
I took my girls. I have a good friend that had a house in Colorado. She and I were friends for years. She said, come on out. So I took my daughters. They had never really skied before. Left the husband at home, went with another friend, and we had a wonderful time. And they picked up the sport almost immediately. And this was 3 or 4 years ago when young kids get on skis.
It's like in 10 minutes.
It's unbelievable.
Now, what did you think about it?
I, in my younger years,
did ski.
I had not skied in about 10 years. And, you know, it was almost like getting back up on a bike, but I was much more cautious than I was when I was younger.
I can't describe, but I did describe on the air after our family vacation how much I hated skiing. It's one of the worst things I've ever done, one of the most uncomfortable,
miserable. Air is cool and crisp.
I can stand in the air with my shoes, my regular shoes, and a hot cocoa. Let me tell you something, folks. If you've never skied, don't do it. First of all, if you're over, I don't know, 40, 45, don't do it.
No, my dad started skiing because my sister moved out there and took a job at 50 years old.
Well, he's a freak of nature. He's not normal. Because
he's not normal.
I remember being so exhausted from just buckling the boots that by the time I got the boots
on. Well, you do have a lot of gear on.
Oh, zippers and snaps and buckles. It takes an hour and a half to get all that crap
on. But when you're at the top of that mountain, don't you feel close
to
God?
No. I felt petrified. You look down and you're scared to death because here's what happens. If you do finally kind of get moving, you get to a point where you cannot, you don't know how to stop. You can't stop.
And you're buffering. Pizza, french fries.
Before you ski.
Well, at a certain speed, it's not that easy.
You
have to traverse back and forth. I know that's the scariest thing when you see these kids just going straight down.
What amazes me is I don't know why more people don't say what I say, because I know I cannot be the only person that went skiing and hated it. Everybody acts, we love skiing.
I
can't
cool
be the only one. It may not be cool, but
you're being honest.
I didn't like it.
I want to do it. I haven't. Yeah, I've yet to ski. I want to try.
The best part is in the lodge at the bottom after you've worked the mountain for a couple of hours and you have hot chocolate.
Yeah, I like the lodge. Lodge was good. Hot chocolate was good.
And
I just didn't like it. The other thing I didn't like, did you go snowmobiling?
No, I've never done that.
I've owned 16 motorcycles in my life. I've had 16. I had a motorcycle when I was 16 years old and had one into my about 50, early 50s. I always thought a snowmobile, I thought, well, this, you know, this is going to be really great because it's kind of like riding a motorcycle in the snow. I rented, I think, 4 snowmobiles for our family and a couple of friends that we took. The one of the most miserable, uncomfortable, horrible.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
It's nothing like a motorcycle.
It sounds like it would be so romantic.
No, I was with my wife. It wasn't romantic at all. You have to hard to steer. It just, oh my goodness. I wrecked one. I had to pay to have it fixed. The whole thing was a nightmare. So snowmobiling is one of those things that looks great when you're watching a movie and the guy's got a rifle over his shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
He's jumping across the snow dunes. No, it's hard to do it and do it right. And I wanted to like it, but there's nothing about snow, ice, or anything associated with it, I think, that I like, except to just look at it.
No, so that's probably a lot of the problem.
That's a lot of it. The one thing that I haven't done, and I probably never will, is that dog sled thing. That's amazing to me how dogs can pull somebody and a bunch of gear that fast across the snow in Alaska.
I'd love to go to Alaska, though.
Well, maybe I'll take you.
Will you?
Wow.
You know what she said? She didn't say before she could catch herself.
Now you're talking my language.
Before she could catch herself and say, well,
I'm
not going to happen, she said, will you?
I'm a sucker for a trip, especially to Alaska.
Yeah. You're a sucker for a trip.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, you're going.
You're in. Magic words.
You are in.
Oh, no.
Okay, so.
I said a bad word.
So taken.
I almost went 2 years.
Taken 2, not that great. How many ARDs? Liam Neeson.
I'm going really low. I haven't gone this low in a long time. 1.75.
Wow. Man.
I hate to do this to Liam because I really like him.
I like him too, but I think this is one of those sequels that wasn't necessary. Here we go. 1.75.
All right, Dean. All right, Dean.
That's it.
All right, wow. Dean.
All right, Dean.
Bye, everybody.
I'm going to start planning our trip to Alaska.
Okay.
Talk to you later. Goodbye. She giggles like she's not going to go. She's going to go with me.
Oh, yeah.
One of these days, you're going to come in here and go, where's Frank? And then the phone's going to light up, and
where's
it'll be
Dawn?
Me calling from Alaska. And I'll say, hey, Dawn's here with me. We're in Alaska. I left my wife. She left her husband.
I saw Liam Neeson was on Ellen. He,
with his little skivvies on.
Just a little Speedo on for cancer research. He decided to take all his clothes off to raise money.
I'm kind of glad I didn't see that. Let me talk to you about your kitchen, your bathroom, about Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. I've told this story a lot of times. About 18 years ago, after staring at a kitchen we hated, we loved the house, hated the kitchen. And we'd stared at it for, 8 years. We decided to redo the kitchen. It starts with the kitchen. And if whoever does the kitchen, if you like their work and you really like their work, then you start comparing the bathrooms to the kitchen. Well, our kitchen's beautiful. Now look at our bathrooms. So a year or two later, we did a bathroom. And Thompson Price did them both. And then a year or two after that, we did another bathroom. And then a year or two after that, we did another bathroom. When you find somebody whose work you like, who knows what they're doing, you don't take bids anymore. You don't search around or ask around anymore. And I find that's true of a lot of things. Matheny, why would you ever need to ask about anybody else? Thompson Price, unlike heating and air conditioning, which you need service on a regular basis, Thompson Price is a company that you may use once in your whole life. You may use them once every 2 or 3 years or every 10 years or every 20 years. So when they do what they're going to do, you want it perfect. And that is the only way they know how to work. Tom Price is a perfectionist. You've seen his hair?
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
You ever seen it messed up?
No.
You ever see a wrinkle in his clothes?
Clothes?
No. Nope.
Dressed sharp.
Perfectionist. And then that carries through to the work that he and his staff do in your kitchen and bath. Now, the other thing is, every once in a while, people get confused. They go into another showroom thinking they're in Thompson Price's showroom. If the name isn't Thompson Price, those two words, and the showroom's not in De Pere, about a half mile east of 270, next to McAllister's Deli in the shopping center with TJ Maxx, you're in the wrong showroom. To make sure you get everything right, go to this website, ThompsonPrice.com.
I'm Mike Kelly. Join me and Vahe Gregorian
for Inside College Sports every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on your home of the Tigers. The Big 550. KTRS.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters with great news for all you West County appliance shoppers. Tired of driving up and down Manchester Road looking for the best deal on an appliance at the usual stores who claim to have the lowest prices when in reality they're all the same? Well, now things are about to change. Appliance Discounters will be opening their fourth showroom in Baldwin Plaza located next to Club Fitness at 15425 Manchester Road on November 1st. That's right. Beginning this November 1st, West County shoppers will see what other appliance shoppers in St. Charles, Webster Groves, and Arnold have found when purchasing an appliance from Appliance Discounters. Huge cash savings and the very best customer service. Inbox items, factory closeouts, or slightly blemished. Appliance Discounters buy Frigidaire appliances by the truckload and pass the savings on to you. So if you're in the market for a brand new Frigidaire kitchen appliance or laundry product, stop by our newest and largest showroom and we'll prove to you how much money we can save you on your next appliance purchase. Great savings and hometown buying only at Appliance Discounters.
We are here on location at one of the Rain Tunnel Express car washes to see if it is true that you can eliminate the mud, the bugs, the tree sap, and decorative contributions by various birds from your car for as little as $5. Less expensive than those other guys.
Here we go. Okay. Here comes the spray. Whoa. As that Rain Tunnel Express automated technology uses the car cleaning method specified in your owner's manual.
Oh man, here comes the shampoo now.
Rain Tunnel Express uses the most advanced shampoos and polishing agents to give your car the safest, most effective system to protect your car.
No wonder Rain Tunnel Express was voted the best car wash in 2011 in the Riverfront Times.
And with locations in Sappington, Sunset Hills, and South County in Missouri, and in Granite City, Edwardsville, and Pontoon Beach in Illinois, there's one closest to you.
Oh, we're drying now.
You should go to RainTunnelExpress.com for locations and money-saving coupons.
You know, I must say that going through Rain Tunnel Express made everything beautifully clean.
But next time, let's do this inside of the car.
Or at least bring an umbrella.
Are you one of millions of Americans with a diminishing IRA? Inflation is shrinking your retirement accounts and investments. United Gold Group has been helping thousands of people just like you create a hedge against inflation and diversify their portfolio with a precious metals IRA. Call United Gold Group and find out how to protect your IRAs and 401ks with physical assets at 1-800-480-1764. Back your IRAs with gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Historically, when the value of the dollar goes down, the value of gold goes up. Why? Because gold is real money. Experts suggest that 20 to 30% of your portfolio should be in precious metals. We all know that we cannot rely on our government for answers. Gain control of your future with real commodities like gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Call the IRA team at United Gold Group at 1-800-480-1764 and get the first year of fees free. That's a $275 value. Call United Gold Group at 1-800-480-1764. That's 1-800-480-1764.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-400-4216. That's 1-800-400-4216. 1-800-400-4216. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
With your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic, here is Tim Weiland. How are things going, Tim?
Well, we just got airborne, barely. And we've got a report of a possible accident on westbound 64 at Big Bend. We're going to turn and take a look at that. Just had a chance to look at downtown, and eastbound 64 is slowing now from near Compton to Union Station, and then it's that right lane to the Poplar Street Bridge. And we know that on southbound 270, you've got some stop-and-go traffic now south of 64 down through Doherty Ferry. And this report's brought to you by Missouri Lottery. Thanks to players like you, they've raised over $4 billion for education in our great state. Play it forward with the Missouri Lottery. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
24 million Americans have insulin-dependent diabetes. Many are children and young adults. Once diagnosed, they are at increased risk for heart disease, amputations, stroke, blindness, kidney disease, and nerve damage. Lifespan is reduced by 15 years. Insulin is not a cure. Join us for the JDRF Walk to Cure Diabetes, Sunday, October 7th, Upper Muni Parking Lot in Forest Park. Lace up and log on at walkjdrf.org.
Tootsie Rolls, donate to help the children.
For decades, you've seen them, knights in yellow armor, volunteering to make a difference. What you may not know is that every Tootsie Roll is making a profound difference in the lives of hundreds of kids at SSM Cardinal Glennon Children's Medical Center. The Knights of Columbus Developmental Center is a leader in early diagnosis and intervention for autism and other learning difficulties.
Thank you, sir.
Honor these knights the weekend of October the 12th through the 14th. Donate and help a child beat their disabilities.
God bless you, and enjoy the Tootsie Roll.
Join us for one of the largest coin and currency shows in the Midwest, to now include a jewelry and heirloom auction today, tomorrow, and Saturday at the St. Charles Convention Center. Free admittance, free parking. Visit scoins.com for complete information.
St. Louis Closet Company can truly help you create a place for everything in your home. Call today at 314-781-9000 to schedule your free in-home estimate. St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
The 2012 Kia Forte is the uncompromising compact. To learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or mykiastlouis.com for details.
Tiger Football on the Big 550 is sponsored in part by Connolly Roofing.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100. Connolly Roofing is the official roofer of Mizzou football on KTRS.
You've had an accident, and the guy's bloodthirsty lawyer wants to sue you.
How would you protect yourself? Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO for affordable liability insurance. Drive safe, spend less.
Ticket to Ride with Jack the Beatles. Now, this is not the
Jive Bunny.
Oh, is it? I love Jive Bunny. So this is not even the Beatles.
I don't think so.
It's not.
No, this is got more of a bum thing.
A really good job. I mean, it sounds like it. If you ever have a party and I don't, get yourself a Jive Bunny CD. There's several of them. Pick out pretty much anyone and just let it go. Put it on and let it play. We're going to go to the phones in about 1 minute. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 888-550-KTRS. Before we do that, I'm going to sell you a pinball machine or a jukebox or a foosball table or a pool table or ping pong table or a dartboard or theater seats or an area rug or Jaffe lighting. So now you know we're talking about Amini's. There was a time when I thought two things about Amini's that aren't true. One, everything in there was really expensive and unaffordable. The other thing I thought that's not true is it's a place where guys go. Women go nuts in Amini's, especially upstairs in the Jaffe lighting display, and downstairs, well, up and down for the accessories, tables, lamps, patio furniture, blah, 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 things like that. Rugs. Oh, my goodness, what a selection of rugs. You can spend $500, you can spend $35,000 for a rug. You want something handmade? You want something machine-made that looks handmade? Amini's. Amini's is in Chesterfield Valley. It's a huge... It looks like it could be a football, like an indoor dome.
Oh, yeah, they got the big copper dome up top.
And it is big. All the more reason when you go in, you need to walk the store. Because if you don't, you're never going to appreciate all the things Amini's has to offer. Now, the high tomorrow is 50.
Ah.
It's 80 today.
Ooh.
Tomorrow is, to me, the official beginning of time to stay in the basement. It's getting dark early. The nights are longer. The days are shorter. Weather is colder. Time to hang out downstairs. If you don't have a downstairs, time to hang out in whatever that room is, family room, whatever. What do you have in that room? Nothing. You have a TV? Not enough anymore. You can turn that into a place you almost never want to leave. A lot of people start, or the only thing they may be interested in is a pool table, but a lot of people also think a pool table is too expensive. I can't afford a pool table. That's for rich people. Really? Listen to this. Amenia's has an American-made one-inch slate pool table for $999. They have 10 pool table options for under $2,000, American-made. And they have over 60 total to choose from, and they're the USA's top brands. They do not buy import products. When you come into Amenia's, you buy American-made. You want to talk shuffleboard? I love shuffleboard. I have a shuffleboard table. They go from 9 feet to 22 feet at Amenia's, and professional-grade shuffleboard tables start at $1,500. You can pay $15,000 for shuffleboard, but you can also start at $1,500. Everybody in the family can play pool. Everybody can play shuffleboard. Everybody can play a pinball machine. Everybody. This is what I love about this store. This is a family store. And with a couple of things from Amenia's in your house, you're not going to want to leave. You're probably going to end up calling in sick. And if your kids start faking like, I ain't going to school today, if you just bought something from Amenia's, bingo! There's your clue that they're not really sick at all. They just don't want to leave home. That may be something you'll have to deal with. As a parent, you'll figure that out. But it does make a house a whole different kind of place to hang out. Massage chairs. I don't have one of these. They're for old people. I'm a young guy. Okay, I'd like to have one. They have them starting at just $19.99. Now, I've seen massage chairs in the mall. You know how they're like Brookstone. Mm-hmm. And these, I've seen them for $5,000, $6,000, $7,000. They have them starting at under $2,000 in brown or black leather. And if you've never sat in one of these things, you can't even, you almost can't get up. You ever get in something like you're so relaxed that when they turn it off, you can't move for a little bit? Mm-hmm. You're like a noodle. Leather furniture, theater seating, it's all at Amenia's. Amenia's in Chesterfield Valley. If you've never been in, do yourself a huge favor. Do not think everything in there is unaffordable, because there's a lot in there that will make this fall and winter season and the next several years in your house a whole lot more fun. And a whole lot more beautiful, because it's not all about fun. They have great accessories and furniture, too. Amenia's in Chesterfield Valley, home of the Copper Dome. Amenia's, AMINIS.com. Todd's called back because he called earlier and we ran out of time, so we bring back Todd. Hello, Todd.
Hey, how's it going? I'm still, last time I checked, AM in the PM.
Well, that's good. Right. I think once you're really AM in the PM, you're never not AM in the PM.
Okay, so it's a type of beer that is fermented and conditioned.
No, we did that. Yeah, you already won the tickets. We did that already. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I used to do stand-up comedy. You guys were talking, you know, about stomach issues.
Were you any good?
I guess so. You know, I got some laughs, but I'm not touring the United States, so I guess I wasn't that good. But, you know, I've done motivational speaking. You know, I played sports. I mean, I've done a lot of different things that you think nerves would get to you, but the only thing where it really got to me was when I had to get up on stage and try to make people laugh.
What do you do now?
Now I actually, I'm a high school recruiter. I try to get kids college sports scholarships.
Okay. So give us your cramp and gurgling story.
So, each time I would, you know, I'd have to camp, you know, the worst part was when you were the last guy to go, like as far as an open mic. I did a lot of open mics. And so if you were the last guy or towards the end, that was the worst.
No, I think, wouldn't the worst be the first guy? Because it's early in the night. People haven't had enough to drink yet. I think first would be worse.
It was just the waiting part for me. So okay. I would have to camp out close to the restroom because I'm like, you know, and sometimes I would be the last one, and it was all kind of either random or, you know, the guys that were close to the ones that, you know, decision makers and stuff as far as who got to go when.
No, I've said before, I could never do what you're talking about doing. Stand-up comedy at the club, I couldn't do it. I'd be so sick, I think I'd just pass out.
Well, because, you know, either, you know, if it's going bad, you know, you're not getting laughs, and I never had hecklers, but you get that immediate negative feedback that, you know, Romney and Obama don't get. Nobody's standing up and booing and telling them to get off the stage.
True.
So, that was really the most, you know, I can do public speaking, I can do high pressure stuff, but.
Do you remember from your stand-up comedy any particular line or bit that you could share with us that was like your killer material?
Like your closing bit.
Turn to this material.
You know, I did kind of like a Jerry Seinfeld observation comedy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I would talk about, you know, stores that had the, they're always going out of business, mm-hmm. you know, and if you walk in and the representative comes up to you and says, you know, can I help you, and say, no, you can, you need to mind your own business, which is contributing to the fact that your company is going out of business. So.
That's one of your funny bits.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think you made a good
on the spot.
No, you know what? You made a good call with this recruiting thing.
Exactly. Hopefully that has promise.
Yeah, I think it might. Wow. Todd, thanks for calling back.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
You too. Stand-up comedy. Is there a rougher way to really than stand-up comedy? Mm-hmm. I would love to know the number in this country of stand-up comics. Think of all the... What does St. Louis have? 10 clubs? Easily.
10? Yeah. Really?
Oh, sure.
I don't know.
Between here and the East Side, I'd say 8 or 10 comedy clubs. Huh. So around the country, you're talking hundreds of comedy clubs, which means you got to have more than one comedian at each club. So you're talking thousands of people who probably have another job, but they live for that chance to be discovered. Getting up in a small stage in front of 40, 50 people in a little club who are belligerent and heckling and negative, and it seems to me your chances of failing are far greater than succeeding. You got to really be pretty funny to come out, especially as an unknown. You know, when you're famous, if Robin Williams came out here downstairs, this club, people would be screaming and applauding before he ever said a word because he's Robin Williams. If Will Ferrell walked out, oh, my goodness, they already let Bob Hope, no matter where he would go, people are dying laughing. And he didn't say anything that funny. He wasn't that funny. They just liked him. He already had established himself as Bob Hope. Here's Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hi, I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, Frank, I got two quick things. The first thing is that, you know, the vice president or the... The two up there on doing the debate last night, they were making some weird faces. I was wondering if they were passing gas up there.
Mm. Well, I wouldn't know the answer to that. Mm. The way you would know that is if the moderator made faces, like, yeah. That's how you would know.
Well, maybe that's what screwed him up. Maybe he got gas over
there.
He couldn't take it no more.
Well, that's possible.
The other thing I was talking, I don't know if you guys really follow this or not. Do you know what the presidential races is that, like, the Washington Nationals baseball team, they have the presidential races every time they have a ball game at home out there in the fourth inning. Well, there's a big thing going on the internet right now is that, you know, with all the presidents that raced there, the one never, ever won, and that was Teddy Roosevelt. He never won a race. He either came off track somewhere or he fell or whatever. In 500 races, he has never, ever won until last night. And they said the reason that they let him win last night is because of the debate that was going on. They want to do something different, and there's a lot of upset people over that. And I was just wondering what you all thought about it, and I'll hang up and listen.
Well, hang on before you hang up. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Is that like the sausage races that they do in Milwaukee?
Similar to the sausage races, but these are presidential people on there. If Ian looks it up on the internet, under the Washington National presidential races, it'll tell you who's all in it and all this stuff. It's really funny, but I mean, it's a big thing to some of these people because it's up in arms that, Teddy Roosevelt won that thing and, people just don't like it.
Well, then I won't be able to sleep tonight. Thank you, Dan. Thank you. I have no idea what he's talking about.
No. Sausage races. Hey,
well, yeah, up
in Milwaukee
during like the seventh inning stretch or something, they have fans dress up in these styrofoam, one's a kielbasa, one's a Polish sausage, and they have them do a race around the stadium.
That I'm familiar with.
Yeah, so they must
They dress people up like presidents.
I guess.
Okay. All right, a couple of quick things here. This is so inside, but I have to do it because it's driving me crazy. We have a guy who works here. He's a former professional soccer player.
Yeah.
And this is how far he has stooped in his career. He works here now. And his name is Mark Moser, M-O-S-E-R. His bosses and his coworkers all call him Mark Moser.
Yeah.
They do?
Moser.
I've never heard that.
That's all I hear. It's Moser. Okay? I feel better.
No. That's it?
No, it has nothing to do with the listeners. I just feel better. Now, This also has nothing to do with the listeners, but I want to get you as a listener fired up again, and I want to start you to start thinking and sort of speculating and wondering again who this person is, because I think we let this die too soon. Now, if you remember about a year ago, year and a half ago.
Sock sniffer?
Thank you. About a year and a half ago,
hard to say.
One of the young men who works here was over on the east side, and he makes no bones about it. He's a young guy. He can go to lap dance places.
He goes to
one of the strip clubs, and he's talking to one of the girls at the strip clubs, and she says, "Where do you work?" And when he said that he worked at KTRS, I think a lot of times people think if you're in the radio business, then you also know TV people. And she proceeds to ask him if he knows a particular St. Louis, well-known St. Louis television reporter. And he said, oh, yeah. And she said, oh, he comes in here all the time. I'm not making this up. This is true. This TV person in St. Louis, she said, is always over there, and he pays the strippers for their dirty socks.
Ooh.
So he can sniff them.
Oh.
Now, I saw this guy on TV last night. He's on TV in St. Louis. I cannot look at him without seeing a sock in his nose.
Oh, yeah.
I visualize a dirty stripper's sock held up to his nose.
Before I knew this, I always looked at him like he was a creep anyway. And it's just,
I didn't think strippers actually wore socks.
Well, sure, and they're in their tennis shoes before they get, you know,
their costume.
No, but they have those warm-up workout socks. You know how women wear those rolled-up socks.
Most strippers are in shape. They do some exercise. He wanted them really stinky, too.
He wanted dirty, stinky
sweaty
socks.
Yeah.
And this girl said, oh, yeah, he buys... She didn't say how much he pays for them, but he buys our dirty socks.
This is like $20 or something.
Oh, 50.
Was it 50 bucks?
Yeah, it was 50. He pays $50.
I'll sell some.
You'll dirty up some socks for him.
And their feet, right? Didn't he want to smell their feet over there while he was over there, too? He wasn't interested in...
Well, I don't remember the details, but I do remember he bought dirty socks. And the funny thing is, once you know something like this about somebody, that's all you see when you see him. I see him on TV. I'm not paying attention to what he's saying. His reporting is... irrelevant to me because I'm just thinking, you dirty sock sniffer. Now, there's also a, and I'll be very careful here, there's another famous St. Louis person. He is a former, very well-known professional athlete. He's a toe sucker. He sucks women's toes, clean or dirty. He sucks their toes. Again, when I see him, that's all I think.
That's all I think.
I see a foot in his mouth. I just visualize a woman's foot stuck in his mouth. So please do not email me and say, name the name of the sock sniffer.
And the phones are ringing.
I wish we had
ask me, because I can't tell you.
I wish we had the list before, because we eliminated, I want to say, 15
we did.
To
we
20.
Eliminated. I'll give some of the eliminations. We eliminated Dave Murray. We eliminated Steve Savard.
Yes. Larry Connors.
Tom O'Neill, Larry Connors. We eliminated a few. Kent Earhart.
Yes.
We eliminated. We eliminated enough that there were five or six very nervous St. Louis TV people. I had a TV personality actually call me and say, for God's sakes, tell him it's not me. Put me on the elimination list, because he didn't want people to think, you know, that he was the sock sniffer. We have just enough time for a couple of quick calls. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 888-550-KTRS. This is Steve. Steve, how are you?
Hey, Frank, I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Hallelujah. I heard you guys talking about Mark Moser, and I was in a soccer camp. I'm 29 now, but when I was 7 years old back in the late 80s.
You need to turn your radio down a little bit. I can hear it in the background.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anyway, yeah, the name just...
Anyway.
Almost did it again. But, I had an original, you know, I went to a soccer camp with him, and I was about 7 or 8 at the time. This was about 20 years ago, and he, him and Daryl Duran, the whole Ambush team, signed my my Ambush soccer ball, and I just thought it'd be great to say hello. I don't know. It's not like the most interesting thing in the world, but...
Well, no, let us be the judge of that. You think this call is interesting, you guys?
No.
Yeah. Yes. Very.
I don't.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Awesome.
Well, so you're telling me that he was, when he played soccer, he was a nice guy.
Yeah, he was a great guy. He taught me a lot of skills.
Yeah, that's changed quite a bit.
Oh,
He's not that. He's very unfriendly.
Totally different.
Yeah, that's totally different guy.
I was having trouble perfecting my bicycle kick, and he actually showed me a trick to get me to consistently do it.
Now, what is a bicycle kick in soccer?
Bicycle kick. It's when you, like when the ball is in the air, you do a backflip, and when your feet are up in the air and your head is towards the ground, you kick the ball.
Holy man.
Oh, yeah. See, Pele was famous for that.
It's very cool to see done well.
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable.
I'm going to try that tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, Frank, you ought to try that tonight.
That's not going to happen. Steve, thanks for the call.
Hey, no problem. Take care, guys.
You too.
Always good.
Okay. Always good. How about that? Hey. Rich, how are you?
Hey, Frank.
Rich?
I am Aaron the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I haven't been able to listen all day, but have you had the announcement yet?
It's coming up in probably about 15, 20 minutes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Everybody wants to know what the announcement is.
On the edge of their seat.
Tina wants to know. Peon wants to know. Dan, they don't even know. Well, Tina knows. It is coming up. We also have Bill Cleveland coming up. And, of course, the Playhouse. And the guy who called earlier that I cut off who had the logic joke, I'll tell you what I'll do, sir. I don't remember your name. I cut you off, didn't let you finish it. I think it's been enough time. I will tell that joke today because it is one of my, and it seems like I say this about 20 different jokes, but it's true. It's one of my favorite jokes. So we'll do the logic joke today. First Community Credit Union is a, it's a great place to bank. I've said that 1,000 times, but here's another thing you might want to, If you're keeping a little list of reasons to start banking at First Community Credit Union, add this to the list. Anyone who refinances an auto loan from another lender, if you have your auto loan somewhere else and you'll bring it over to First Community and close on an auto loan there, they will deposit $100 into your First Community account. Through the month of October. And I believe we're in October. So what do you know? Now, you have just done a very smart thing. You moved your auto loan. You probably have a lower rate now. Your car payment is lower. And you got $100 deposited in your account. Also, don't forget that we have 6 more days that if you do that and you close on an auto loan, you're in the drawing for a 60-quart Missouri Tigers tailgate cooler. They're going to give 28 of these they're going to give away, and each cooler is filled with goodies. It's a 60-quart cooler, big cooler. Each branch gives one away, drawn from names of people who've closed on auto loans, and then the grand prize from all those branches is going to be somebody who wins not only the cooler but 2 tickets to the final Mizzou home game against Syracuse on November 17th. Just a couple of the many reasons you may want to consider changing where you bank and do your banking at First Community Credit Union. All the details and other information is at their website, firstcommunity.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, here is Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Tina. Well, I guess this is why we have airborne traffic, because the report came over that this accident was westbound 64 at Big Bend. Actually, it was eastbound 6440 at Big Bend. When I flew over it, only the left lane was open, but since then, they have cleared the accident. So right now, traffic is already slow. Football traffic coming in from Timberlake Manor through Mason, and then you're jammed up from Lindbergh, or a little bit east of Lindbergh to Big Bend. That's also causing southbound 170 to jam up from a little south of Olive down through 64. Got another accident, Chesterfield Parkway East at Olive. We just got a report of an accident on westbound 364 just before the bridge on the Page Extension. Southbound 270 had a minor accident or a stall that was moved off to the right shoulder. Police were with it. That's causing things to stack up between Luke Ledoux down through Gordy Ferry. And then on westbound 70, we're just over the O'Fallon St. Peter's area, and you're a little bit slow, 79 through T.R. Hughes. This traffic report brought to you by Hometown Buffet and Ryan's. Visit Hometown Buffet and Ryan's tonight for a thick-cut ranch and select sirloin served with all your dinner favorites. For a limited time, it's only $9.99 every night. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the new era as Mizzou joins the SEC. Tune in this Saturday for Mizzou football, presented by West County Nissan, PM Barbecue, and Heartland Bank on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, you think you know pizza? Well, Vito's Sicilian Pizzeria and Ristorante has the best pizza in St. Louis. Who says? Our customers do. Vito's is located on Lindell at Grand. Check us out at vitosstl.com or order a fresh pizza right now by calling 534-VITO.
Join us for one of the largest coin and currency shows in the Midwest to now include a jewelry and heirloom auction today, tomorrow, and Saturday at the St. Charles Convention Center. Free admittance, free parking. Visit scoins.com for complete information.
Downtown St. Louis is the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpers and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Bill!
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon.
How you doing, Bill?
Doing real well. Well, of course, the big story today was about the do-or-die event last night, the make-or-break night. All the world was watching. That's right, Joey Fatone was voted off Dancing with the Stars.
I knew you'd say that.
Everybody's talking about today. Fox News, boy, they were so excited about the debate last night. Instead of a post-debate analysis, they just aired fireworks. And Mitt Romney, during the debate, told a story. He said, a man came up to me and said he hadn't worked for 4 years. Yeah, the man was Joe Biden. And finally, this afternoon.
See, that should have been the closer.
Yeah.
That was closure material.
Yeah, many political experts say President Obama seemed disengaged during the debate last night. You know, when he appeared to be taking notes, he was actually doing a crossword puzzle. The true story.
See, the Biden thing, that's
yeah.
a closure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I haven't figured it out in 12 years. Why start now?
Do the Biden thing again. Do that joke again.
Yeah, Mitt Romney during the debate last night was talking about a man who came up and said he hadn't worked for 4 years, yeah. and that man was Joe Biden.
Yeah! A good one. See?
The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the Pizza Cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
You got it. See you later.
Thanks. You knew he'd have some sort of debate joke.
What?
Yeah,
really?
You knew he would.
Shocked me.
I don't go away. The logic joke is coming up, among other things. 5 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Stephen Porter.